The disappearance of Teresa Halbach remains a mystery.
Mr. Avery's blood is found inside of Teresa Halbach's vehicle.
Steve, everybody's listening. What do you want to say today?
I'm innocent.
Making a Murderer, Forensic Files, Cold Case Files, The Jinx, Serial, True Murder, City Confidential. The list goes on and on. TV shows, books, movies. True crime looms large in our culture. But can it be more than just entertainment? For women who are drawn to true crime, the answer is yes. Amanda Vickery is a professor of psychology at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. And her research into the attraction women have to true crime turned up a number of intriguing angles. Vickery says her fascination with true crime started early on, thanks to a gift from her mother.
When I was young, probably only 10 or 11, my mother gave me a true crime book to read. I don't know what prompted her to do that. It was about, I don't remember the title, but it was a woman who was murdered by her husband, and he dispose of her body by putting it through a wood chipper. And I don't know what my mother was thinking, but maybe she saw something in me. But she was right. I loved it. I thought it was fascinating. So since I have been young, I have loved reading about crime, true crime specifically. And when I got to graduate school, I was studying romantic relationships primarily. That was my area of interest. And one time when I was talking to my advisor, I casually mentioned that I liked crime stuff. And he said, oh, you know, my wife does too. And I said, oh, that's funny. So does my mom. And it just kind of hit me. And I thought, why is it all women that I know who are into reading or watching crime? Because when you think about it, a lot of this crime stuff is very bloody. It's gory. It can be disgusting. It can be disturbing. It can give you nightmares. Everything that goes against the traditional stereotype of a woman. And so that's what started my interest in trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, are men as drawn to true crime as women?
No. My research shown that they are not. So if you give people a choice between, you know, you're going to read a book. Do you want to read a true crime book or do you want to read a book about some other sort of violence like war or gang violence or something like that? Even if the characters are women in all the books, men in all the books, it doesn't matter. Men are less interested in reading the true crime book than women are, whereas women quite a bit more prefer to read the true crime.
So let's talk about why women like true crime and what you found in your research was they're learning something from it.
That's what I think very strongly is going on. So I found that by manipulating different parts of true crime stories and asking people, what do you want to read about? That people seem to be drawn specifically to certain components of the stories, women especially. And what they were was the psychological component. So if they think they're going to read about a profiler talking about why the criminal committed the crime or why did the husband snap and murder his wife, women really want to read about that more than men do. Another thing was defense tactics. So say a woman is kidnapped, but she escapes somehow. Women are much more interested in that than men. And finally, I found that the sex of the victims matter as well. True crime books cover both men and women victims, but when you think about the stereotypical true crime book, you probably think about a serial killer like Ted Bundy murdering a lot of young adult women. Women prefer to read about women getting killed, whereas men don't care either way. If they're going to read a true crime book, it's fine if men get killed. It's fine if the women get killed. Women want to read about the women getting killed.
So they're projecting themselves, perhaps?
I think so. I think that they're imagining, what if this were me? How could I escape from this? What's going to set the killer off? How does this apply to my life?
But does something that like that even help? Every individual, every situation is unique. By reading about Jack the Ripper or Ted Bundy, are we actually learning anything useful there?
I think we could be. My guess is that society's behavior has changed a lot since shows like Criminal Minds and CSI and things like that in ways that we may not even be consciously aware of. Things I've heard friends say that they make sure that the tracker on their iPhone is on because if they go missing, they could be tracked. I think it's absolutely changing people's behaviors. I'm incredibly paranoid after years of reading this stuff, and I imagine other people are too, for better or for worse.
Is this perhaps a vestige of evolution?
That's what I think could be driving it. So research suggests that people, humans, have evolved a propensity to murder. It's a survival mechanism. If we take out the weaker people, the people that could hunt us, we're going to be more likely to survive. And this interest in crime could be something that has evolved to help us perpetuate our own life by knowing what could potentially kill us or hurt us, it's going to increase the chance that we're going to survive.
Do you feel, Amanda, that women are driving the true crime genre now since we're so fascinated with it? Do you suppose publishers and producers are really interested in what we want?
I think so. Or if not, I think they should be. I have read statistics articles in that talking about shows like CSI and Criminal Minds and the popular crime shows of the day really appealing to a female audience. And I don't know the exact percentage, you know, what percentage of viewers are women versus men. For these true crime books, my study showed for sure that it's women reading them. And my guess is the same would be for these TV shows. And that may be something that marketers are aware of and what commercials they're showing. I don't know, but I think they should be because I really think there's something going on there.
Well, it's great to think that women are learning how to protect themselves or be careful through true crime. But is there perhaps a negative side to it as well that lets us focus too much on the violence and create a sort of a constant cycle that heightens our fear as we go about our lives?
Absolutely. Speaking from personal experience, from someone who reads this stuff all the time or watches this stuff, people are convinced they're going to be kidnapped at any moment. The odds of being the victim of a crime like what you see in one of these TV shows or in these books are very, very slim. And what's ironic is men are actually much more likely to be the victim of a crime, much, much more likely. And so the fact that we're reading these books, learning these techniques, we're probably scaring ourselves more than we should be.
Are women tapping into a darker side of themselves by delving into true crime reading?
It's possible. Research shows that women, on average, are less violent than men. They're the less aggressive sex, for sure. So, which makes it even more interesting that they're reading about these violent crimes. Is it some way to kind of live out some sort of violent side of them? For some women, it could be.
Do you see this as a continuing trend?
Oh, I think so. If you look at the recent crime documentaries, Making a Murderer, Amanda Knox documentary coming out, it seems like there's a new CSI spinoff every week. I can't even keep track of them. This shows no sign of slowing down. We've got a whole television, ID Discovery, television stations devoted to this. CNN, everything is covering crime. And I don't think there's any slowing down. If anything, it seems to be increasing.
I think my favorite true crime book is Devil in the White City.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. That's a good one.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, probably one of my favorites would be The Night Stalker, the book on Richard Ramirez, a famous serial killer out in California many years ago. I thought it was incredibly disturbing, but well-written, interesting. I really wanted to get in the killer's head after reading it. And the author really did a good job of trying to do that.
Well, your mother is the one who basically started it all by giving you that true crime book when you were about 10 years old. What does she think of all your research?
I think she's glad that I was able to turn it into a job somehow. She doesn't like that I blame her for my interest in this crime, but we still share true crime books. She still sends me news articles every day, you know, if a serial killer's caught somewhere or something like that. So she's still very involved in it and supportive of it.
Are you going to continue your research in other avenues?
Yes, absolutely. I actually just had an article accepted for publication today looking at if criminals could be learning something from watching these shows. So I read a few reports in the news of men who had committed a crime, and then they had gone back to the scene to try to clean up their DNA.
Yeah, with the Clorox.
Exactly, exactly. And they have actually said, I learned this from television. And so what I did in a recent study is I asked a bunch of student participants what TV shows they watched. And then I asked them to write about how they would commit a burglary and how they would best try to get away with it. And we read all these responses and coded answers for, did they mention forensics? Were they worried about their fingerprints? And I found that people who were watching shows like CSI and were really involved in them were smarter about what could identify them at a crime. And so I think that's really interesting that these shows may be teaching criminals how to better kill someone and get away with it, which is scary to think about.
But we will think about it, won't we?
We will, certainly, every day. I encourage people to check out true crime books or crime TV shows. I prefer the nonfiction ones over the fictional ones, but I know people enjoy both. And I think that you can learn real techniques to help you not be the victim of a crime. The odds of any of us being killed by a serial killer are very, very low. But I think the potential to learn these things outweighs the risk of increasing your fear and paranoia.
That's Illinois Wesleyan University psychology professor Amanda Vickery. Fans of True Crime and Making a Murderer can continue their fascination. The producers of the Emmy Award-winning series have new episodes in the works. I'm Laura Kennedy.